The answer to the NEXCOM question is that we have been in touch with NEXCOM actually since last year, very late last year, mostly the beginning of this year, but it does span almost a year now. And the first practical part of our business relationship revolved around vetting of our order processing capability, including our EDI, which, for those who are not familiar with the term, means electronic data interchange. Now, there is correspondence that it wouldn't be appropriate to publicize that was quite specific as to the intention to move forward on the part of NEXCOM, including forms to complete for the process. This was intended to be on an ASAP basis. So, to the best of my understanding, we have met all of our obligations in terms of process. For reasons that are internal to NEXCOM, and I'd have to admit a bit of a mystery to me, the technical explanation given for the delay is that the new listing has been put over to the next planogram. Now, it's our understanding that the planogram is basically due any time now, but, you know, I'm thinking that it's not reliable enough at this stage, given the circumstances, for any further formal public comment, except that we've no reason to believe that the people responsible in that organization for buying who have expressed interest don't, in fact, want to proceed. So since then, the Navy, as opposed to the NEXCOM service, did place an initial order for the Vicksburg, the USS Vicksburg, but that's not the same as for the NEXCOM depot. So the situation is still fluid, and I regret the fact that we internalized the idea that we were, in fact, in the process of implementation based on concrete correspondence and dates and so forth that were pertinent earlier in the year, but they seem to have gone into some kind of stall period. But we have no reason to believe that it won't just as suddenly pick up and be completed. So that's the frank answer there.